May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you. Most of us are here tonight because at some point in some time, someone shared the story with us. They shared the story that we celebrate tonight, the story of a young mother and a baby in a manger. We're not here because somebody shared a book of theology. We're not here because someone tried to explain in detail the meaning of this night. In fact, book after book and library after library are filled with words which try to explain the glory of this night that we celebrate. John, in his gospel, to me, puts it in the most simple of terms. Terms that, to me, speak volumes far more than any library could hold. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that very Word became flesh and lived among us. That's what this night is all about. That God, in His wisdom, understood that it wasn't books, it wasn't theology that was going to make a difference. But it was God coming to live with us one-on-one, living like us, living with us, and living for us. Again, the story is so simple that the love of God is so great that He was willing to give grace upon grace and truth upon truth in the person of Jesus Christ. We are here tonight because someone took the time to share the story. And we are here tonight because someone, some way, somehow, made that Word become flesh for us. John reminds us at the end of the gospel reading tonight, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and full of truth." We are certainly living in a world that needs an abundance of grace and an abundance of truth. And if this world in which we live is ever going to know it, if it's ever going to experience it, if that Word of God is ever going to become real, it has to become real in and through us. We are the Word bearers. We are the ones who need to make the story, who need to make the words in a book come to life. God loved us so much. God loves us so much. That's the story we have to tell. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. There's nothing we can do to make it happen. except to open our hearts and open our minds and open our lives to the grace and truth that we have received. May all of us go forth tonight and be bearers of that word made flesh and share the transforming grace and truth of Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And now we must become that Word made flesh for others. Merry Christmas. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God,